heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and how to integrate faith into the different areas of our lives. And on this program, we believe the following. We believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of Christ. We also believe that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we believe in the biblical definition of faith. It comes from the book of Hebrews that says faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we also believe that we walk by faith and not by sight. And on this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can just go to iTunes and search under Everyday Faith Radio, and all of our previous shows will pop up. We also have a website. It's mark5ministries.com. That's named after my favorite chapter in the Bible, Mark chapter 5, mark5ministries.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And we continue to lift up several of our friends who are battling against cancer and other illnesses. And we ask God to heal them in Jesus' name. And according to 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Thanks again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us, back with us on the program, is my good friend Joan Hutter. You guys are in for a special treat. We're going to hear a little bit about Joan's trip to Africa. But we're going to start by, first of all, welcome to the program, Joan.
Thank you so much. It's an incredible honor to be with you, Jeff, in this incredible space.
I'd just love to have you on this show. And what we'd like to do at the beginning of the program, if you wouldn't mind, give us maybe the Cliff Notes version of your faith journey, how you came to know Jesus.
Well, I know that he has always been with me, and he sees us from before the foundations of time, and he knit us together in our mother's womb. But then we have to come to a revelation and understanding of him. So when I was a small child, my father left our family, and it was a heartbreaking time for my mom and for me and my little tiny brother. And we were just little, and he left, and really that left a void in my heart. But God knew how to come and fill that void, and He came into our family through my mother's faith. She directed us to listen for him. She drew us to our knees, and we really encountered him in our need and in our brokenness. Mm-hmm. But it was later, when I was in my teens, that I began to pursue him, because I was looking for that infilling. I was looking for more, and I needed more. I was not content to just walk around feeling empty. So I went hard after Jesus and the name of Jesus, and I began a pursuit of his presence and his joy and his love. And it has just carried me through my entire life. Pursuing his presence is greater to me than anything. It's my life. And he really came to me and filled the void that my dad left, you know, as my heavenly father. He just blessed me and said, I am not like an earthly father. I'm everything. I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm with you.
Wow. That is so powerful. And you know what I think of when I listen to your faith journey, Joan? Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. I think it's the first line. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied," or another translation says, "or they will be complete." And it just, when I listen to you and I see you today and how you've gone hard after God and how he has blessed you. And now I see a woman, many of our listeners know Joan Hutter, but if you don't, it's a woman who hosts the presence of God, and she goes around every day looking to see what God will have her do today and how she can bless others. But I see in you how that hunger and thirsting for righteousness, which is Jesus, has brought this completion. And as you said, I didn't really know the backstory of your life, but how it's clear that you have found what is pretty much been the punchline of this radio show, that Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is everything. He's the answer.
Well, look at you now. We just had your wonderful husband on the program 2 weeks ago, Chauncey Hutter, and he talked to us. Maybe we could just touch down on this for a second. Chauncey actually shared with us on the program how he had a little bit of a health scare here recently, and how that health scare, although was a little bit of a frightening time for him, he got lots of fresh revelation from God during that time. I'm wondering, as the wife of the husband who went through some heart trouble, during that time, did you hear from God as well?
Oh, my goodness. That's so incredible. I didn't even think about talking about this today, but what an amazing place to focus. I went to this amazing women's conference out at IHOP, the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, and just God, I just met with the Lord, and he filled me up. And we need times like that. We need times of refreshing. Mm-hmm. And I heard from him. I remember just lying on the floor, and I was saying, "Lord, everything for Jesus, everything for you, anything." And I just lay down my life again, and I just give it all to you and do anything you need. Well, I came back home. I landed. My husband was in the hospital. He was in the hospital with a kind of a sudden, you must stay in the hospital or you might have an episode, a heart attack. He was there and they captured him and he was about to go and get a heart cath. And it turns out that he needed open heart surgery. Mm. He had five blockages and they did a triple bypass trying to figure out, you know, brilliantly how to just do as few as possible. But in that time, I was so full of the presence of God, so full of the Holy Spirit, because he poured into me. Mm-hmm. And then I came back and met trauma. Mm. And so I had everything I needed. I mean, I was overflowing. And basically, we sat in a hospital room and prayed and just waited on the Lord. Mm. We enjoyed each other's company. And we had to walk him through, of course, the recovery. Mm. And he was a fighter. And part of fighting is letting God come and touch you and heal you. And it takes time, waiting for the strength to come. And then being by his side, just letting the Lord do what he needed to do and just saying yes to anything. Mm-hmm. So part of surrender is whatever comes, Lord, you will be glorified in this moment. Mm. And Chauncey has been fighting and recovering, and we had more fire in the spring. And you just walk through fire, but he's always present, and you have everything you need to get through it.
Mm.
And
Amen.
You come out resurrected in a way.
One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is also Philippians chapter 4. It's the "do not be anxious about anything, but everything, in everything, through prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I'm wondering, did you experience some of that supernatural peace as your husband is heading in for, was it triple bypass?
Triple.
Wow.
I did. And especially when he came out and he had the complication of a rapid heart rate at 150 a minute. Mm-hmm. And she actually had to go through that for 40 days.
Wow.
That's a great number, huh?
Yeah.
But we prayed. We laid hands on him and prayed. Mm-hmm. And we would watch the number drop down mm-hmm. to normal. Mm-hmm. And, we just did that in wave after wave. But it was the peace of Christ that carried us. It's mm-hmm. supernatural. He breathed on the disciples and he said, "My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, mm-hmm. give I to you." Mm-hmm. And it comes from heaven.
Yes.
It comes from Father's heart.
And is it amazing? I want to stay with this for a second because now we're going into Galatians and we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Which until you experience that, you don't exactly know what we're talking about. But the Apostle Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is peace, patience, joy, love, charity, chastity, self-control. But having Jesus, as you said earlier in your faith journey, fill the void in your heart and you receive Jesus, as a result of that, you get this fruit of the Spirit. Spirit and you and what is so apparent, Joan, for you, kind of what I'm mumbling about here, is that you've got this joy about you, and I think that God uses that to draw other people potentially to you. I know I've experienced that, not just with you, but with other believers. When you see people who have this joy, which a lot of, and it's not just men, but women, people are trying to figure out where does the joy come from? And they look under door number one and door number two and door number three, and they can't find it until they finally realize, again, the punchline of the show, that Jesus is the answer and you've got the joy.
Well, I think it must be a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from intimacy with the Lord, because I set out in my heart to know the Lord and to sink my roots down into him, mm-hmm. like that Psalm 1 tree where the roots sink down and it's planted by streams of living water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he is, the Holy Spirit, living water and mm-hmm. rushing. He said, out of you will flow streams of living water.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes right from the throne room. And that revelation, clear as crystal, that river of life that flows, and that Ezekiel, that river of life, that everywhere it flows, everything must live, and I'm alive because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is out of, in his presence, his fullness of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit comes not from effort, like I can't make myself feel a certain way, and it's not temporal happiness. There's a deep joy, an abiding peace in his presence. And John 15 says, abide in me and I will abide in you. I'll remain in you. And we named our women's ministry after that, Women Abide. The Lord just dropped that into my heart. And I just said, okay, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just abiding presence of the living God. And we just, to abide, you have to yield.
Mm-hmm.
And I just surrender to him and what he wants to be and do in me.
Oh, and I love that word abide. And so when I heard about your women's ministry and you grabbed that word abide and claimed it for the ministry, for me, I'll just tell you where I went with it, and then we're going to take a break here in just a second. But when I was young, my family went to Disney World, and if you can picture the big crowd at Disney World and you're a little kid and you're worried about getting lost and you've got this crowd that's moving. And I just remember one of the great memories for me of my father is simply him reaching down and holding my hand and me accepting his hand and holding his hand. And that's the picture that I have of abiding, clinging to, holding tight and not letting go. That's this picture that I have. And so whenever I hear about your Women Abide ministry, that's the part that it jumps up and kind of tickles my heart. But we're going to take a break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more interview with Joan Hutter. Please stay with us.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, it's a special treat. We have Joan Hutter from the Women's Abide. Is that how we say it?
Women Abide.
Women Abide Ministry. Congratulations on your awesome ministry. Joan, I want to actually go to Mark chapter 5, which is my favorite chapter in the entire Bible. I have lots of favorites, but this is my favorite. And I want to read this story about the woman who was suffering and her encounter with Jesus and what comes out of that. As you and I know, we have some mutual friends who are struggling with illness. And so I'm hoping that we can just kind of unleash the word here and let it do its work. But we're going to start Mark chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up in verse 25. It goes like this. A woman in the crowd had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much suffering at the hands of many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but instead had become worse. She had heard reports about Jesus, and she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his outer robe, for she thought, if I just touch his clothing, I will get well. Immediately, her flow of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body and knew without any doubt that she was healed of her suffering. Immediately, Jesus, recognizing in himself that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in around you from all sides, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Still, he kept looking around to see the woman who had done it. And the woman, though she was afraid and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has restored you to health. Go in peace and be permanently healed from your suffering." Joan, I just love that story. I love Jesus' encounters. What is that story? What jumps out in that story to you?
I just love this story. So many people were coming to Jesus. They'd heard about him, and they were pressing in. And even in a great crowd, with people pressed all around him, there was one woman who broke through the crowd and said, "If I just get to Jesus, I don't even have to touch his skin. If I could just brush up against his cloak, if I could take hold of the hem of his garment, I will be healed. I know it. I've heard about him. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to break through the crowd." And I just love that, because Jesus feels it. He feels it. Everyone's pressing in. They're all bumping into him. They all want a piece of him. But there was one heart that was so desperate, that was so impoverished, that had tried everything with no satisfaction, no healing, no results for 12 years, and was more impoverished and sicker than ever, just bleeding and bleeding. And she says, "There's nowhere else to go. I have no other hope." And she pressed in and she grabbed his coat. She just touched him. He felt power. That's resurrection power. Mm-hmm. It's the might of God. It's supernatural power. He felt it in his spirit. He felt it leave him. He must have felt, if you've ever, you know, just put gone all out and just felt something, the power leaving you. He felt it. And the disciples didn't even, they were just like, what do you mean you feel someone who touched me? Everyone is touching you, Lord. And we've been in crowds before. We're maybe church. Everyone's singing the song. But the Lord's eyes, the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the ends of the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully turned and committed to him. And one thing that, just real quick, one thing this reminds me of is that beautiful Isaiah passage where he is really distraught in the year of he's just lost someone close to him, and he sees the Lord high and lifted up. And it says the train of his robe filled the temple. And that's what this is. It's the train. It's the fringes of the garment. It fills the temple. There's power that's released. It's his presence, his very presence. If I could just get close to him, I know I will be changed. I will be delivered and I will be healed. She had that faith and he felt her faith. It was powerful.
I had never actually, until you pointed me back to Isaiah chapter 6, I had never kind of put those two together, but I love that, and I think that's beautiful. And I love to see that times out of desperation where you get to a point in life where there is, for this lady and for many others, there is no plan B. This is it. This is, there's only one answer, and she found it, and the answer is Jesus, and she was healed. And the thing that you and I like to talk about, Joan Hutter, is that miracle was not just for then. That miracle is also available for today, and that's where oftentimes people who haven't come to faith yet and haven't received Jesus yet, they don't understand that miraculous healing is available today.
Yes, in my trip to Africa, we walked among the sick, and we walked among the desperate. And they were desperate because many of them had nothing to eat and nothing to heal them. They had been to, in every situation, reached out to witch doctors, reached out to darkness, many gods, a synchronistic faith, and done practices and traditional religion, beat their drums, whatever it was. But when Jesus walks into the village and we bring the light of the Lord, they see, they feel his presence. They feel power enter. And for me, the miracles were when they saw the Lord and came to faith, when we prayed over them and they felt his presence, their whole facial expression changed from darkness or downcast to brilliance and radiance coming upon them. You could see the Lord moving. And I remember just being in awe of God as I laid my hands on this woman who couldn't hear and she couldn't speak. So I laid my hands on her and I, with a few others and team, because we were just pressing in together and we were believing God for her healing. I had never seen a deaf person's ears be opened or the mute begin to speak. But in this case, God broke in, and I'm looking into this woman's eyes and she felt the love of God. And her whole facial expression shifted, and I could just tell she was beginning to hear. And this is a memory from last year, and it reminds me, because this year something very similar happened when I was praying over people in the hospital. In the hospital, a woman, she was desperate. She'd been to every doctor, and she came running in the room where we were praying for people with malaria and issues of blood. And she said, my ear is about to blow off. I have extreme pain in my ear and I'm going deaf. Pray for me. Again, I just said, Jesus, you did this before. I saw you do this. I'm going to put my hand on this woman. I just did it. My heart, love breaks through. I put my hand on her ear, and that pain left her in the name of Jesus. And she didn't even speak English.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the whatever was tormenting her left, and all the pain went, and she looked up and said, it's all gone. It's a miracle And it's Jesus who does it. He gets all the glory. I think he's looking for people willing to step out in faith.
Well, and speaking of stepping out in faith, we're talking with Joan Hutter, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Joan, we're sort of winding down the show today, and as I mentioned before, you and I have several friends who are struggling with illnesses, and we know others who are battling addictions, and unfortunately we're around people where marriages are in trouble, and we are also around those that are grieving the loss of a loved one. I'm wondering if you would pray for our listeners that that the healing hand of Jesus, like the bleeding woman, that they would have a Jesus encounter, and that as Jesus filled your heart to capacity, to beyond measure, that Jesus would come in to our listeners.
Let's pray. Father, you are glorious. There's no one like you. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ for you to stretch forth your hand and touch the dying, touch the sick, touch the depressed, touch the traumatized. Stretch out your hand all over our city today. Lord, release your glory. Release your glory and pour out your spirit. I ask you to pour out your spirit. We ask for encounters with Jesus Christ today, that you would open the eyes and open the ears to see you and your glory, to hear your voice speaking love. And we just say, release your glory, love over your people today, all over this city. I just get a picture of Jesus, you walking through the city and touching those who are reaching out to you today. Just touch them. You know how to find them. The river runs to the lowest places. You fill up the hungry. You satisfy the weary in a dry land. Lord, you are everything. The kingdom of God is released in the poverty spirit, the one who's desperate for you, and we are desperate for you to come. We fellowship with you today, Lord, in your— you know about grieving. You know about suffering. You know about nails going into your hands. You know about a sword going into your side. You know about nails in your feet. You know about carrying the cross. And we ask you to release your glory. The blood of Jesus covers a multitude of sins. It's for healing. Heal every disease, Lord. Come upon us. Come upon us in our city, God. Because we are desperate for you in Charlottesville, we just say, come upon us. We say, encounter. Even in our intellectualism, we ask for you to encounter our heart. We say, resurrection power, come forth. And Lord, we just bow before you and say, come, Lord, with your love. Make a difference. Turn it all around. Turn the tables over. And turn it all around. Come and have your inheritance in our city. Be glorified, Jesus. Open the ears and open the eyes. Bring forth your word. Increase your presence here, God. Increase your presence. Just home to home. Hospital bed to hospital bed. Visit. A divine visitation. We're asking for heaven to come. Your kingdom come. Holy is the Lord, righteous and true. Holy is the Lord. We ask for deliverance and healing from cancer in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, that every cell would bow the knee to Jesus Christ. You would bring deliverance and let your winds blow and clean out every house, physical and spiritual, hearts, homes, and bodies. Come, Lord, be glorified. We exalt you, Jesus, in this place. You are worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, the holy, spotless Lamb who was slain. You paid the price. And we love you, Lord. break forth with love that casts out fear and anxiety. Send your river of life from the throne room of God through the city, and everywhere it flows, everything must live. Lord, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what Jesus has done for me. Lord, we say, fill every gap. Come and flood these open gates with your glory. Flood this place with your glory. Holy Spirit, come. Just come upon your people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Joan. Thank you for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.